Fascism, What It Is and How to Defeat It, by Leon Trotsky. Build the Revolutionary Party. In every discussion of political topics, the question arises, shall we succeed in creating a strong party for the moment when the crisis comes? Might not fascism anticipate us? Isn't a fascist stage of development inevitable? The successes of fascism easily make people lose all perspective, lead them to forget the actual conditions which made the strengthening and the victory of fascism possible. Yet a clear understanding of these conditions is of especial importance to the workers of the United States. We may set it down as a historical law. Fascism was able to conquer only in those countries where the conservative labor parties prevented the proletariat from utilizing the revolutionary situation and seizing power. In Germany, two revolutionary situations were involved, 1918-19 and 1923-24. Even in 1929, a direct struggle for power on the part of the proletariat was still possible. In all these three cases, the social democracy and the Comintern, the Stalinists, criminally and viciously disrupted the conquest of power, and thereby placed society in an impasse. Only under these conditions, and in this situation, did the stormy rise of fascism and its gaining of power prove possible. Insofar as the proletariat proves incapable, at a given stage, of conquering power, imperialism begins regulating economic life with its own methods. The fascist party, which becomes the state power, is the political mechanism. The productive forces are in irreconcilable contradiction, not only with private property, but also with national state boundaries. Imperialism is the very expression of this contradiction. Imperialist capitalism seeks to solve this contradiction through an extension of boundaries, seizure of new territories, and so on. The totalitarian state, subjecting all aspects of economic, political, and cultural life to finance capital, is the instrument for creating a supranationalist state, an imperialist empire, the rule over continents, the rule over the whole world. All these traits of freedom we have analyzed, each one by itself and all of them in their totality, to the extent that they become manifest or came to the forefront. Both theoretical analysis as well as the rich historical experience of the last quarter of a century have demonstrated with equal force that fascism is each time the final link of a specific political cycle composed of the following: the gravest crisis of capitalist society, the growth of the radicalization of the working class, the growth of the sympathy towards the working class, and a yearning for change on the part of the rural and urban petty bourgeoisie, the extreme confusion of the big bourgeoisie, its cowardly and treacherous maneuvers aimed at avoiding the revolutionary climax, the exhaustion of the proletariat, growing confusion and indifference, the aggravation of the social crisis, the despair of the petty bourgeoisie, its yearning for change, the collective neurosis of the petty bourgeoisie, its readiness to believe in miracles, its readiness for violent measures, the growth of hostility towards the proletariat, which has deceived its expectations. These are the premises for a swift formation of a fascist party and its victory. It is quite self-evident that the radicalization of the working class in the United States has passed through only its initial phases, almost exclusively in the sphere of the trade union movement, the CIO. The pre-war period, and then the war itself, may temporarily interrupt this process of radicalization, especially if a considerable number of workers are absorbed into war industry. But this interruption of the process of radicalization cannot be of a long duration. The second stage of radicalization will assume a more sharply expressive character. The problem of forming an independent labor party will be put on the order of the day. Our transitional demands will gain great popularity. On the other hand, the fascist reactionary tendencies will withdraw to the background, assuming a defensive position, awaiting for a more favorable moment. This is the nearest perspective. No occupation is more completely unworthy than that of speculating whether or not we shall succeed in creating a powerful revolutionary leader party. Ahead lies a favorable perspective, providing all the justification for revolutionary activism. It is necessary to utilize the opportunities which are opening up and to build the revolutionary party. End of Fascism: What It Is and How to Fight It, by Leon Trotsky. Read by Dessaline.